My main man, tell me something, okay? What is the problem with Michael Jackson?
What do you mean?
What is the problem with Michael Jackson? What is the problem with Michael Jackson? You understand my question?
No, I'm not sure I do.
The king of pop. Woohoo. Hee-hee.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
He come to Egypt, I see picture in newspaper. Hello, with the white glove. I'm Michael Jackson in my hotel room with my shop-up face. Your country making shop-up his face.
I don't think so.
Michael Jackson is pop king of sick fucking country.
That's bullshit, he did it to himself.
You are the blind bullshit, my man. It is so obvious. A black man made the skin white and the hair straight, and you know why?
No.
You sick fucking country make the black man hate himself just like you had the Arab and the children you bomb over here.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire? Yeah. A fucking monkeys is coming. Eat our shit and suck our dick. You hoe ass bitches.
Oh my God.
What it is, Jim and them? What it is, Jim? JimandThem.com.
Are you gonna fucking mute me or what? What are you doing?
It strikes me as, oh, look at me, I'm funny.
Welcome to Jim and Them.
This is the Jim and Them show.
Catch our vapors, you bitches, and suck our dick.
Is my mic on? All right. And I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. I get off work, you know, I don't ever spend time with my family. So, like, I go in the game room, see my mom. And we're watching TV or whatever. They're showing Michael Jackson tributes. They show a clip of Michael Jackson sharing a cup of hot chocolate with a little boy and a monkey. And my mom fucking starts crying. And I don't understand how it's inappropriate to make Michael Jackson jokes.
Blanket, stop crying, Blanket.
It's appropriate to make jokes.
You need that clip, Jim.
I'm sorry. If anybody shares a cup of hot chocolate with a monkey and a baby, I don't care what happened to you. You can get made fun of.
Of course, people can make fun of them.
Cut the silence.
To be fair, monkeys love marshmallows.
Cut the silence. Like, hey, this is Michael Jackson. This show.
Is that a Ghostbusters joke, Jeff? Like he's a big puffy Ghostbuster villain.
Hello.
Okay.
Brandon Chaney's dead too.
Brandon Chaney, everybody. Brandon Chaney.
That's what's happening in my life right now.
Does this count as Jim and Them? What is this?
Jim and Them.
Episode 1.
I'm just here. I don't know.
The new cast.
I'm not even wearing a shirt.
It's like fucking when Fresh Prince got the new mom.
Yeah, they just act like nothing's changed.
That's Jake right there.
Nothing's Jake.
Wait, Dick Patton? Dick Sargent?
No, this is the new class, and we just got Screech and Belding, and you guys are just sticking around, and we got the new cast coming in all around.
Yep. That's what we're doing. Fuck Jake. By the way, sorry.
Jake's in Hawaii living it up right now.
Like
Hawaii!
That season of Saved by the Bell.
That's very true.
Yep.
Saved by the Bell.
That movie they did in Hawaii.
He's a lifeguard?
That's what Jake's doing.
So, Brandon, how do you feel about Michael?
It's stupid.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, can I just say that whenever you turn on our show and you're like, oh, wow, Brandon's on the show, that's the exact same reaction we have 5 minutes before we start. Because we never know that he's coming. It's just we're getting ready to start and the door opens and he walks in.
Well, yeah, my quote was, what the fuck?
Who's this guy? Who's this guy here?
That's what I do.
But he does, I don't know, he has some sort of spidey sense where he knows when he's needed. He didn't know Jake was in Hawaii. He just kind of knew
no
to come.
Fucking idea.
And then a couple weeks ago, he knew we were all at the movies not doing show prep. So he just showed up. He knows. He knows when the show needs him.
I know what's going on.
I know he's hanging out with his boys somewhere. He's like, they're drinking 40s or whatever.
He looks up.
Yeah, and he's like, I gotta go. Where are you going, man? I just gotta go.
Like the fucking bat signal, but with dreadlocks.
I'm needed elsewhere.
Big Africa fucking signal.
So, I'm out. Brandon, Michael Jackson, black or white?
Freak.
Black.
He's a freak. I don't. You don't get a
homo
freak.
How is he a freak? Because he has a disease.
Because he fucks little boys and he has a giraffe.
He never
shared
fucked
a fucking
any.
Cup of hot chocolate with a monkey. All
right,
that's awesome though. I would do that if I could.
It's not like it's weird if you have a monkey. But if you're on stage sharing hot chocolate with them...
Wait, on stage? Yeah,
it wasn't on stage.
It was like at an autograph signing, a book signing or some shit.
It's the same as when Jim says he's going to build a movie theater when he gets money. When you have money, you just do whatever the fuck you want. I can't because I don't have a monkey or hot chocolate. But if I had the two, maybe I'd be doing what he's doing.
Whoops. Is that playing fucking music all of a sudden?
Is that Rihanna?
Who is that? Let me see.
That's
I think that
Wale
that's,
and Lady Gaga chilling.
It is, yeah, it's Wale. Good call by you. Look what? At you.
Genius.
That is Wale.
Music trivia man.
We've met our match with the hip-hop underground.
You see?
It's a black man for once.
James, what do you think about Michael?
Well, for those who don't know, Michael Jackson passed away yesterday.
If you don't know Michael Jackson died, hit the X in the right-hand corner of your screen.
Well, I heard a discussion on another radio show today, and they were saying that who was like the biggest person to die like recently. Or, like, who's the most popular person on the planet?
Farrah Fawcett.
And they were saying that Muhammad Ali is bigger than Michael Jackson. I don't buy that for a second.
Not at all.
Maybe with
Michael
Fight
Jackson.
Night.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Bigger than Michael Jackson?
Yeah, he's Muslim.
Maybe in the world. Yeah. I don't know.
Not in the world.
I think even
no.
in the world.
In the world, no. Yeah, it has to be Muhammad Ali.
No, not absolutely no. not. And read the article I just read about Russia and how during the war... They were exiled from hearing even his music. And then in 92, he was the first American artist to play for them. They cried. They flipped out.
Haven't you ever seen Three Kings? When Mark Wahlberg gets taken prisoner and the guy that's torturing him is like, you know Michael Jackson, man?
Yeah.
Your
the
fucked
guy's
up
name was Muhammad, by
your
the way.
Your fucked up country made him cut his face off.
I'm pretty sure the guy's name was Muhammad.
I got a weirdo in the studio all of a sudden.
Let's
no
see
shirt.
Muhammad Ali sell out 50 shows in London. What are you doing?
I mean, maybe for the time, like when he was doing like the, what's happening?
Will you get out of here?
Dancing baby in the studio.
We need somebody to go.
Yeah. Get out of here. Seriously.
We need somebody who doesn't have a mic that's not allowed in the studio.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well,
what the fuck is going on with this show?
I have no idea.
We should just do the show.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to do it.
All right.
Without the annoyance.
Just,
Without the man who, thank God, doesn't have a mirror. I'm looking at the fat guy in the mirror.
I just want everybody to know what's going on in my head.
Oh, what's up with stuff?
Hey, Dirty Diana, get
idiots.
Out of here.
They're already told not to be on the show. What the hell were we talking about?
That's probably one of like the highlights of my life, what just happened.
Yeah, for those listening, my drunk father just came in with no shirt on. But like he doesn't have a mic, so I don't know what he's doing. He's just hanging out. Desperately wants to be on the show.
Licking a dog on
this
the face.
This is a show where I just giggle the whole time.
The dog's licking him, correction. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, cool.
Hey, Zach Galifianakis from Hangover.
I'll get into it when I'm ready.
No, you won't get into it because we won't put you on.
Yeah, you will.
No, we won't.
You love me?
Okay.
What a scum.
The worst.
All right.
You're Michael Jackson after the color change and the charges and the fucking grotesque things.
He's been a Monopoly man when it got digital.
Yeah, Michael Jackson lived to be 50. This guy's 53. Fucking injustice. There's injustice in this world.
54. Holy shit. God.
You tell me that there's a God.
That is an accomplishment, sir.
Well, I just got...
Hey, Dangerous album with legs. Get out of here. That album sucked, by the way.
Yeah, it did. That album was terrible.
That was the whole joke.
All right, just ignore him. Now he thinks it's, like, accepted.
So, Jake...
No, I feel like that I can... If I died on the day of my death...
So, Michael Jackson died.
Michael Jackson passed away.
Oh.
And
just
it's
so
huge.
You know, everybody's mic'd. This story's getting out.
All right. Are we on iTunes?
This story is getting told tonight.
All right.
Which story? Yours, Brandon? You have a story?
About what happened.
All right, let's hear it.
My occurrence.
Yeah.
What here?
Happened?
Yes.
I've referenced this before. Are we going to tell it?
No.
Okay.
It's just getting out.
Wait, he's getting out?
What happened?
You guys will hear about it. Just check your text about midnight.
Why does he? Yeah, why do we have this weirdo and this weirdo in here?
What is your secret message? The story is getting out. We're recording it. And it's online. What are you talking about?
You guys are never here, and I'm here at the same time.
Okay. When I go to the bar tonight, when I explain what just happened.
Oh, this story.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be on our show anyways.
Not in my description.
All right.
Yeah, Brandon knows.
But in our description, it will be.
You're going to freestyle about it then. You're going to write Sweet 16 on your BlackBerry. Just send that out.
On your palm.
All right.
Back to discussion. Jeff, Michael Jackson thoughts. Last thoughts.
I don't give a fuck about Michael Jackson. Kevin? I never listen.
Jeff's a moron.
I don't get why Jeff doesn't.
He's an idiot. He's too young. He's stupid.
I can understand if you don't like. Well,
I just don't like his music.
He's dumb. That's stupid. I talked to him about this earlier.
Even if you're not a fan, you still have to admit like his music is pretty good.
It's great.
Why? What's great about it?
We listened to it together.
Billie Jean?
He goes, "That's not Michael." I go, "Yes, it is." No, but no.
What we were doing was I said, "That's not Michael Jackson. That's the Jackson 5 or whatever."
Yeah, that's Michael. It's still a song
in
itself.
I'm saying I like that song, but I don't like Michael Jackson's music.
Off the Wall, you've never heard. It's better than any of the Jackson 5.
But there's no need to listen to it.
Yes,
just,
there is. Yeah, because...
What is great about it?
You're a moron with pretenses and shit.
It's just fucking...
Get the fuck out. No, enough. Get the fuck out.
You didn't do it.
Get out, idiot. It's no one gives a fuck about what you're saying.
I let Kevin.
Go away. You're bald and stupid.
I let Kevin. I let Kevin in.
Go away.
He did not do it.
Fucking
do it. He didn't
do it. A likely target that got blamed for the.
No one's talking about molestation. Go away.
Oh, that's what you're all leading up to.
Yeah, by talking about Jackson 5, we're talking about raping kids.
Damn,
maybe that's what you lead up to when you bring up Jackson 5. Go away. I need a 3.2 megapixel picture of this.
I agree.
Brandon's okay.
See?
Jeff, I don't know. He's a little psycho.
I don't care about it. It's not music I listen to.
That's because you think of music as an image, as a pretense of something you can represent to other people.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is an image.
It's something. It is. That's why you won't listen to it, because what you've seen in the past.
I just don't care about the music. It's just pop music.
You listen to your... No, it's not. It's soul music. You listen to your shit so you can put it on your MySpace profile,
yeah,
your Twitter.
Dude. That's what
shirt.
I do.
You can't respectfully put Michael Jackson on your MySpace. That's why you won't listen
to
it.
You got me, man.
It's true.
You got me.
That's it, because you're the one bringing up.
I don't care about
why
the
would
music.
You want,
it's not interesting.
Yeah, you haven't even heard it. It is interesting. It absolutely is. It changed
Thriller.
The fucking world. That
I've
was
listened
not
to
interesting.
Thriller. It's not interesting.
Thriller's okay. It's great. But that's not Off the Wall. That's not the album I'm talking about. So... Good way to bring it up.
I just don't care about Michael Jackson. Why are you getting angry?
Well, no, that's fine. You didn't
say
that.
You
said
anything negative about it. I
said
I don't give a fuck.
Good.
I don't enjoy his music. What else is there to it? Because
you haven't heard it.
Bullshit. I've listened to Thriller. I don't care.
Yeah, everyone's listened to Thriller. It's the highest selling album ever, which is another reason why you don't like him.
I totally agree. He didn't do it.
Don't encourage him, Brandon.
No.
And Jeff, most of this anger is not directed at you. I apologize. What are you doing here? The fuck out of here.
I'm here because I...
What do you, and by here, I mean my life. What the fuck are you doing here?
Well, actually, give me
seriously.
A mic and I'll tell you the whole
no.
thing.
No!
We don't want you on the show. That's the
There's
point.
No
That's why you don't have
tell.
A mic.
Go
I
blast.
Would like to hear this story.
No, but...
Go blast music and fall asleep.
Why am I here? Because I created you, for one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, that'll
All
get
right.
it.
Right. Where I started.
Thanks.
Okay? And after that...
It's all downhill
all
from there, guy. Fuck, we got a mic.
And now we're asking about why Michael
That's his voice.
Died. You want to know why he died? Because he was surrounded by a bunch of
yeah,
fucking
you know him.
People.
Yes!
And drugs.
So that's
yes!
how we kill him.
Yeah. Michael Jackson spent millions of dollars on
this sucks.
He, no one can even hear him, so like whatever.
Okay, I thought his mic was still
no,
on.
No, he doesn't have a mic. There's a mic crackling. I had to mute it.
Anyway. Michael Jackson spent millions.
Hey,
you can't grab that mic. It fucking crackles. I had to turn it off.
Yeah,
fool.
All right, now he's done, but he's here.
All right. He's got no points.
He spent millions of dollars on underprivileged children.
You look like the fuck. You look
he
that.
He was a fucking target.
On the studio cam, he looks like the fat
he
mummy.
He was a fucking target, sir. I'll just translate everything he says.
All right, here we go. Let's
I'll
do this.
Fully talk.
Jeff will translate everything that this old man says. You go first,
no,
asshole.
No, see, he laughs because he thinks, it,
he
but
thinks,
if,
he's
he
in
thinks
on it.
It's in on it. He's not. It's terrible.
It's depressing.
It's funny now, but it's really depressing.
It
it's
is.
Fucking sad.
It's very sad.
It's the saddest thing ever.
It, yeah, it is kind of funny.
to you.
It's funny. It's funny on the outside, of course.
For me and Jim, it's not funny.
Funny for me and Kevin.
It's funny on the outside.
How about, sir, if I say that it's humorous?
My own children making fun of their father.
My own brethren.
Own children are making fun of their father. Who gave
Isn't
life
this
to
why
them?
We got
I gave you life.
I'm yeah. just a piece of shit.
I created you in a moment of passion. I'll take you out with one.
Wow.
Whoa, don't walk into this radio. All right, we're
probably, do not step into this premises.
Going to high school with you must have been awesome. Oh, the party guys. Hey, party man. Hey, like Kevin Fever.
Yeah, the party man.
Party man.
He was telling stories, remember?
On the big floor in my high school, there was me, Boopa. Right.
Boopa.
No, me, Boopa.
All right, good. Enough. Get your own show. Buy your own equipment.
Yeah.
Get your own fans.
Get your own house.
Anybody knows my name, Boopa, is worth listening to.
We got Butterbean. Butterbean being.
Can you just be a stuntman?
Throw darts at him.
Yeah, throw darts at him, pour piss on him, throw him out the window. Now I'm really depressed. This is really sad.
He just wants you to talk to him, guys.
Yeah, we don't want to talk.
I don't want to talk to him.
Come on, guys.
Jim,
let's
remember?
Resolve this.
No, this is perfect, because I wanted to ask Jim about this, but I was going to wait till Dad wasn't present. Are we really going to have that deposit money?
I don't know, maybe.
Because really
I got it. I have the money in my savings account. Just let me fucking take it out. We'll have a sweet bachelor pad, me and Jim. We'll have the fucking studio in the living room instead of hidden up here. And we'll be able to do shows happily again. We'll have a new passion. We won't have to worry about some fucking drunk guy crawling in here with a fucking CD player tied to his ankle.
Well, to be fair, Brandon is a great part of the show.
Yeah, you
This is the best
Let's
show.
Let's just do inside jokes.
Nice references.
Fucking talk about shit that no one gives a fuck about.
No, I just.
We may have to fucking take a break for a little while until this fucking nonsense goes away.
Just so the audience knows, I love this.
Your mic's all fucked up now.
It's because we're good friends.
I'm a fan of Papa Scampoli.
He doesn't like you because of your skin color.
Can we bring up what happened between these two like a year ago? Or am I going to be an asshole?
Yeah, let's do it.
Bring I don't want to be considered an asshole.
Brandon already looks uncomfortable. Because
we can make this we can make
bring
this good.
I don't want to do that.
All right, then fine. Fuck it.
No, go ahead.
No, because you're...
You want to bring up the time when Anthony dragged me downstairs and you stole my money?
What? Wait, what?
No, he's insane.
I got some stories here.
Never heard about this.
Yeah,
never happened, that's why.
The most compatible people in radio. You know that crap.
I thought
when you were here.
I thought O&A said that Tippy Tom died today.
Yeah, didn't we already film this sketch, Jim? This Boogie Nights sketch?
I was here.
Yeah.
Anthony fucking robbed me.
Anthony Saunders.
$50.
You owe Papa Scampoli.
I'm sure he did.
Was involved in it.
Somebody needs to shave their mustache.
Yeah. We were involved in it.
Yeah, we were.
And I fucking lived with this for how long?
Too long.
How do you like
Please
it?
Have a
how
heart attack. Like have a heart attack as you're yelling.
You want to play
Dude,
games?
I will fucking smash your head
Kevin,
on this
Kevin, why did you... Why
you
did
better
you,
shut your mouth.
Why did you why drug him and steal his shirt?
I got nothing else to say.
Why did Anthony Saunders, I know you're listening right now, you owe Papa Scampoli some money.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Sure, Anthony Saunders stole from him.
He said he had a special drink from Papa Scampoli.
This is a special
Wait,
drink for
Anthony
you.
Date raped your dad?
Right thank God he wake up with a sore
Dude,
ass.
You're not
Settle down.
Funny.
Really
you're not bad. Funny.
Hey,
what
Royal Tenenbaums. Get out of here.
No one's laughing with you.
The fuck up. But they only stole my money and I didn't care. I was going to give it to my sister anyway because I don't care.
If you ever. I'm
sure that
just,
is happening.
I'm sure all of us
happens.
Here have wiped their ass on a
I
towel.
Adorno,
this is the type of human being who does it every time.
I haven't wiped my ass on a towel.
Oh, all right, fine. Forget it.
Step up, Brandon. Step up.
Anthony Saunders owes Papa Scampoli some money. Anthony, call in.
Anthony Saunders owes me a hell of a lot.
All right, well.
That was fun.
We're done for a while. Because I know people probably want to hear it, but, you know, first and foremost, I do this show for fun, and this isn't fun.
Yeah, and I like breathing that doesn't involve growling. I like someone that can breathe without a machine.
Yeah,
so
did it. I let it go for a little while. Now it's just ridiculous.
This isn't
now
medical
equipment.
Yelling. This is microphones.
It's getting too real now.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's getting fucking
It's not
phony.
Real.
It's
yeah.
phony.
Yeah. It's you playing it up for the crowd
it's you
is
being
what it
fucking
is.
Silly.
You're so real.
You're getting... You're Jeffing.
Talk about
normal. We don't want to talk to you. Go away.
Stop jeffing.
Because you're a scumbag.
Oh, you can only steal my money, but you don't want to talk yeah. to me.
If you had money. If you had money.
I'm your fucking father, you fucking little shit.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is right now, but I'm finishing it up soon.
He beat me.
No, you're hammered.
Like 14, right? He whacked me once.
Whacked him once.
I did beat him up when I was 14.
You beat up your dad when you're 14? Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Maybe one day maybe one cool. day this song will be sad right? for me. We'll be right back.
I was sitting in my house. Boy.
Mary, don't you tell him about the night tomorrow.
Martha, don't you
Oh,
sky, feeling high off the stuff that I wrote.
I can't complain, my life's been great so far. Give me a couple more years, I'll be a well-known star. If I'm not, it's off to plan B. And what's that? I don't know, but I'm cool with whatever life hands me. See, I'm easily pleased, but not like a freak that you'd see in the streets. I'm saying I'm as peaceful as a Sunday morning, waking up to a blunt and hearing birds chirping in the trees. Yo, here's some advice, wake up, quit sleeping. Write a verse in the AM on the weekend. Or better yet, hear seriously. Take a listen, then ask yourself if you're hearing me. On that note, I wanna say thanks to my man E-Doc for hitting me up to date and giving me the chance to break away from the everyday struggle. I bring to you this modern man's hustle. Life is like water, it keeps a steady flow. Learn how to swim, the knowledge comes slow. Fuck it, give it the heave-ho. Achieve all your goals.
All right, I think we're back.
Jim and Them Part 2.
I think we're back.
Or Part 1. I don't even know if that part's ever coming out.
I guess we'll have to put it out.
Jim, you know what just happened?
That was really awkward.
Of course it was. It was ridiculous.
You want me to explain it to you?
Go ahead. Break it down, Brandon.
Let's hear.
You two don't speak. What happened is, like, you know how you hear, like, a celebrity got a DUI and everybody, like, what the fuck is Shia LaBeouf doing drunk? Blah, blah, blah. And they all frown on it. But, like, you know 60 people that have DUIs?
Yeah.
Real life just happened. Because I was just thinking, like, hey, like, we just have this show, blah, blah, blah. But real life...
Oh, this will be funny. And then,
Yeah, it's funny. It's a novelty to us. But yeah. To the people involved... Yeah.
We could probably just explain what happened while we were off the air the whole time.
Yeah, Jim and Kevin were like Shia LaBeouf. They're like, okay, this is
I could have went with it, but I didn't want to push it with Jim here. I know how angry he would be.
Well, not even that, and I don't know, if people maybe people wanted to hear it or whatever, and if I ended it and you wanted to hear it, I apologize, but I don't know. It's not fun for me. I don't know.
It's not fun, but it's real life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I will say, Jim, you contradicted yourself.
No, well, it is real life, but I know that's the thing. It's real life, and I know where it's going to end, and it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
It's just going to get worse, and it's just going to get worse.
But I will say, you contradicted yourself.
Say that, okay, go ahead,
because,
explain.
Because when I requested, when me and Jake had the argument, was episode 6, and I didn't want it to be recorded. You said, no, it's good radio. No, it's good radio.
Yeah, but that's different. That's
How
that's,
is it different?
No, that's three people on the show discussing something.
How's it different?
That you got it was already decided for 5 episodes that you guys were on the show.
My feelings were hurt and I didn't want to be on the air.
And it wasn't released for months.
What happened?
Oh, it was our first like really big
this is what
really big fight.
There were no crying
but that's
dogs.
Different. That's us fighting over fighting over like petty shit like for the show, like
it's
discussing
not petty.
Stuff.
I requested like Jim stop recording so I can
And then we eventually turned it off and it didn't get released. Because you requested
for a couple
that,
of months.
And then but then I asked you before I put it up, and you said, "Yeah, that's fine."
Yeah, so real life happened.
Exactly, exactly. It happened, and it just happened now too. And I let it happen for a while, and then it got to a point where I was like, "You know, I'm not doing this anymore." The only reason why I muted that mic is because all I heard was popping and crackling.
Yeah,
I couldn't see over the monitor, but I guess what he was grabbing it or something.
Yeah, he was like, "Ah."
I appreciate it. Just so you guys know, Jim and them isn't all Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, we haven't been Miley Cyrus for a while.
Yeah, come on, Brandon.
We're in real life now.
But what's happening right now is I bet there's just a drunk man passed out outside that door with his ear to the ground trying to hear it.
Yeah.
I know he's got a glass to the door with his ear to the glass.
Well,
actually, he looks like he'd have like a styrofoam cup with a string on it with no other cup.
And legitimately, if it kept going, it would get to the point where he would get so mad because... Honestly, he's not going to stand up against us verbally. So he would get mad where he would probably like smash something.
Yeah.
And that's not worth it. It's not worth it to me.
And that already happened once in the studio this week, which we don't need to get into. Yeah, speaking of styrofoam cups, Jay, let's all pretend that I said this right after Brandon said what he said. Yeah, out to his mouth drinking.
Oh!
With a string attached.
Oh.
Pwned.
I need to retweet that.
So who died, man?
So this is what I wanted to say when we were taking so long to start the fucking show. By the way, everybody, I apologize for the long break. Brandon Chaney's here. Can they see my face?
Yeah.
Yeah, they see you.
Look at my sexy face.
I see you.
I'm sorry, but we're still back and we're great. BC's here, guys. Don't
Don't apologize.
And I was shouting at Jeff because I was mad at our father.
Yeah, you're like,
you Michael fucking Jackson. Idiot. You're a moron.
I don't like Michael Jackson. No!
First of all, stop that talk right there because I know you're kidding now. You're just trying to get me going.
I don't.
Have you guys ever made up a slang word?
Pwn.
Yeah.
No, made up one.
Yeah, we made it up.
I made one up.
Boo.
What is it?
It's going to catch on. I guarantee you'll start hearing it. It's circulating.
Stop Jeffing?
No. Heard.
Heard. Sounds like anything.
It's a sarcastic term, like when somebody tells you some stupid shit.
Heard it.
Or something you don't want to hear, you just say, heard. I made it up.
What's it mean? Like, you already heard it, so you don't
it
care?
It means word.
Or like, I hear you, but I don't care.
It means like, I hear you, but I don't care. There but
you
I heard it.
Well, what, heard. You heard it?
Heard.
Oh, he's trying here again. Go. There we go. Might be the other one.
Here we go. It's fucking Jack Nicholson at the door.
I've never been more afraid of a knock at a door.
There's gonna be a cut. Yeah, we're in a goddamn horror movie right now.
I was just thinking
someone
how
is
far
shaking
it is
the door.
Jumped on that trampoline from his window.
Where's my fucking short shorts and my 12-year-old blanket I can hide under?
This is gonna go a couple ways. Maybe one of them is this video being played on the news as where can somebody help me to breathe?
So we're I don't know where
being,
he is.
We'll just be massacred.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that a reference to?
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Stop. I don't know what
we
that
hit and
is.
Run, my
you
friend.
You better just stop.
Oh, is that the one where... Just,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, what Jim just did, yes.
What show?
But and then when the mics are off, it was like, I just need to talk. It's like, no. What do you mean? You need to talk about what?
I don't know.
You don't have a show.
You're Shia LaBeouf right now.
He came to me like 10 minutes before the show. He's like, I want to be on. I'm like, no.
Right now, you're Chris Brown.
If you wanted to be on, if you came to me earlier and like said maybe like, hey, I want to be on, I'd be like, cool,
Puff Daddy.
But you don't just come. You don't try to fucking
hey
like,
Brandon,
Herd on me. Yeah, Herd.
I bet what. Well, I know his
is
situation.
That's where you're gonna call your gang. Me and my Herd are gonna roll up there. Me and a Herd of niggas.
Oh, Herd but, sounds gangster though.
Like, yeah, like a herd
yeah,
of niggas
like,
is scary.
Because if I text him, like me and a group of guys
rolling, like, well, rolling,
if,
rolling,
like, me and the Herd are rolling through. You're like, what the fuck? Nah, man.
I know when he came in, he thought it was a good idea. He thought it would go differently because he's drunk and a moron.
And then it turned into he didn't know how to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he knew like no matter, but like then by staying longer, he's making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to leave. Like with it being bad or something?
He wanted to leave good, which was impossible, and I told him that because I knew what he was thinking. I said, you can't leave on a good note. Just leave. So it turned, fuck you. Fuck you.
Hey.
Fuck you.
I just know I got a soundbite out of it.
Heard?
No. I like Brandon.
Yeah, you're his favorite because you're different
yeah,
than
us. Yeah, I was just trying to play it cool so I don't get punched. But
yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm to your immediate right, and you're right-handed.
He did say to Brent, nah, Jeff, I'll see you outside.
Yeah, why was he angry at me?
Oh, I thought he said
nothing.
That to Kevin.
No, that was to
no,
Jeff.
No, he said it to Jeff.
Because Jeff shook his head at him.
Because Jeff has his tank
no,
top
he
on,
said it
and he saw
Jeff.
That as a threat.
Yeah, Jeff.
Saw it to a threat to his shirtlessness.
Yeah, I'm one step above him.
You're
right
dressed
now.
Like a drunk father right now, and that's only for the studio cam.
He's like,
and for anyone.
I have a bunch of
with a drunk father.
I can pull one over right now.
No one compliments my tank tops.
And then I even asked him. I was like, no, I mean, I'm already kind of getting an idea what I want to do for the show. Should ask me earlier. So what does he do? He just waits till the show's going and just walks in.
And I even locked the door, then unlocked it.
And then just start yelling.
What does
just,
he think he is, Brandon? He's not welcome on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. I don't want you on the show.
In what drunk world is that going to go well, though? Where's his logic? Like, all right, I'm screaming lyrics in my room. Now I'm going to walk over
no,
here.
No, here's how the story went in his head. It started with him walking in. Maybe it was going to be a little rough at first, but it ended with us saying, we love
we're
you.
All, yeah, we're all joined arms. And we're
please just say we love
we're
you.
We're all drunk from a contact high somehow.
Get through the barrage.
Please. Sing in Boston.
Just tell me you love
no,
me.
No, it started is because he listened to the show and he's like, hey, man. This dude just walks in the studio. When he walks in, they're like, what the fuck
yeah!
are you doing here?
And what was
cheering? This?
They're like, every week he walks in, they're like, what are you doing here? He's like, I can do this shit.
You stole my money. You drugged me. What is all this happening?
No, that's crazy talk. Don't even try to follow that shit. That's like fucking the ancient Transformer writing in Transformers 2.
You're saying your dad has the AllSpark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out, that speaker. It's going to turn into a really gay robot.
But no, I think it's somehow this is going to end with, like, you're the best dad ever.
Yeah.
Here's your number.
Kind of did, though.
Here's a number one.
Yeah, between you and him. You're the dad I never had.
Like, I got some shit out of it.
Here's a number one dad mug.
Like, I can come over here any day that I want to.
Let me read Brandon's text to me during it, because he had a plan. Brandon was going to defuse this.
It wasn't going to work. He doesn't. Yeah. See, this is fucking typical layman thinking that they can understand our father.
Yeah. Did he text you the same thing?
No, he texted me, "I'm uncomfortable."
Oh, he texted me.
Meanwhile, he's like, "Yeah, put him on." I'm like, "Dude, shut the fuck up."
He said, "I have an idea." I go, "What up? I'd like to run with it, but I see Jim is unhappy." Then he goes, "Just say go outside for a trivia game, then lock the door."
Yeah.
I did do that ultimately, but as a joke to him. Trivia game.
Trivia game.
Never going to happen.
I like how I hear him singing lyrics and blasting music.
Yeah,
right,
I think
now
there's some music. That's going back to Kevin's fucking classic We Hit and Run. Fucking...
How he's doing a callback right now?
Yeah, he's doing a callback to We Hit and Run bit.
Yeah, he's doing a We Hit and Run callback.
Maybe he's not drunk. He's just a great actor.
He's like, what is it, on Easter or whatever?
One more time in the ghetto.
That's the Brandon first show I was on.
That is my fucking growing up. Some fucking frightening man that I looked up to at one point who fucking attacked my mother at one point is now, I'm wondering, am I next? Punched.
You guys, Jeff understands the novelty in it.
Yeah, I'm not used to having weird parents.
That's what the guests are like. Which is weird. Fucking father.
Yeah.
You guys are like, it's sad, but we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Jeff's dad's like, don't smoke weed. My dad's like, want to spock up? He really did that to me today. He came in my room and was like, let's spock one. I'm like, I don't have any, and don't ever bring that up to me.
Is this it? Is this the
Easter?
Is this the song?
Yeah. Is this one more time?
I think so. Yeah.
This is the song. Just fucking Plymouth apartments. The ceilings are curved like these and like a V. Witness all this misery. Why are you miserable? You're my father. We're having Easter together. We had an Easter egg hunt 10 minutes ago. Now you're sprawled out shirtless on the couch. More time in the ghetto. Your mother's a cunt. One more time, if you please.
I don't really know this story.
One more. What, is it different?
No, I just don't know the story.
Oh, you have
I just
to
remember
it.
You singing, because I came in like the show after that you talked about it or something.
All right.
Well.
Hey, we have guests. We were just sitting around talking.
Huh?
We have an audience.
I know. That's we're entertaining
performing
them.
To them.
Why are we entertaining them?
What, you don't like this?
They're loving it.
Are they?
LOL, you're killing me. LOL, LOL. He loves The Clash. Who is Hotcakes? He's going to attack Jeff.
I said it was Hotcakes.
People are loving it. This is amazing. The fuck are you talking about, Black Boy?
Black Boy.
Is he screaming, Brandon?
I don't know what he's
saying. Yeah, he's yelling something.
He's yelling something.
It says Real Kid Radio.
I think he's yelling one more time.
I think he's yelling Spankwagon Rules. I hate you guys now.
You know, I love you.
All old school callbacks tonight.
I wish I was never put in that Fall River alcohol home. What was that when he disappeared for a few years in our life?
It was like a halfway house.
We get a we get a phone call every couple weeks.
I think what happened was
a letter.
He went downstairs and woke your mom and was like, "Hey, how do you use the internet? Because I want to check."
Nah, I think she's on the computer.
You're talking about me.
Well,
apparently we suck according to Brandon, so we'll just stop that.
Well,
thing.
It's going back to, I mean, Brandon wants real life. We're talking about fucking
this
real
is
life.
Real
now.
Life.
This is real life. Every now and then, like every few years, it'll end up being because he has asthma and he smokes. Then he'll be in the fucking hospital, and he'll be like, when he's not drunk,
and
it's
who's
like
picking
he's
him
the
up?
Quietest, like Kevin talked about it, so he's quiet and awkward all the
yeah.
time.
Duke to do.
Yeah,
then
I never heard
sudden,
him talk like.
Then when he's drunk,
day.
It's like, oh, let's talk and like really get down to brass tacks.
That's something nobody's ever talked about. Like when real life happens,
we always talk about this whole fucking basis of Real Kid Radio.
No, when real life happens and you're in the situation, you think like nobody understands.
Like when I got attacked in the studio once by Scarecrow's cousin,
and we had, and then the studio was unplugged.
He unplugged the studio
live?
During the show. What are you talking about? Real life happens every week.
When did this happen?
Yeah. Well, listen, sometime, asshole.
This is on, if it's something you don't know, Jeff, just assume it's on We Hit and Run.
Yeah, Jesus. Assume it's on another show.
Did this happen like 2 weeks ago?
Or DeWan?
A few months ago.
Dewan was real life. You got that kid to say cunt and his mother fucking smacked him.
Oh, yeah.
Hung up the phone. Real life
but
is
that's
what
fun real life.
Yeah.
When it doesn't happen to you.
When it's on the phone somewhere far away.
Was it fun at DeWan?
When you're ruining someone else's.
No, I witnessed this because I was like, when I went to jail and stuff, when everybody's making jokes about me on the show, I was a little angry.
That was me.
Why? What happened?
Oh, when we talked about Circuit City?
Yeah. I was a little angry, but I realized they weren't doing anything wrong. I was just upset. That's how they feel. It's real life, guys. This is real life radio.
What were you upset with? They weren't making fun of you. They just told the story of what they thought happened.
Well, no. When people were cracking jokes and you're in the situation...
Well, I was. I did a whole jail special with you. You guys were cracking jokes. Who cares? It's life. Life is just stories to tell people. Nothing's too personal. And that's why I get in trouble
at
work.
Hey, Brandon. Life's what happens when you're busy making plans, okay?
Piebald.
Yep.
Or Michael Jackson.
I think it was John Lennon, too. I don't know, though.
Oh, Piebald does that, too.
Are we going to be able to get out of this studio when the show's over?
Well, yeah, there's a window right there. Don't worry.
What do you think Kane's planning your sheets?
I'm just thinking about that right now.
I'm thinking,
is he
right
cool
now
with me? I think he's cool with me, so I'm going to get out.
Well, we figure we'll use you. We'll let you fight him, and then we'll leave.
Throw me out.
No, lure me out, and I'll just hug him.
How many sheets do you have? Are we going to be able to get out of this fucking window?
We'll just wear our Brandon wigs. We need some dreadlocks in here.
No, maybe then the racist part will come out.
Yeah. He said the N-bomb. Back me up here, Jeff, so I don't look racist in front of Brandon.
Well, he said niggas was his favorite.
Mm-hmm, niggas.
Niggas were his favorite black people or something. I don't know what he said. Yeah,
something. Some about video games.
I just kept yelling Alice Cooper lyrics, and he's like, yep, this guy gets it. 18! Watch, he'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, from the other room. He's listening.
That is a good song. And that's the guy in the hallway, everybody.
Alice Cooper!
God, I really wish it was just one more time. Never
one
is, though.
One more time in the ghetto.
Never did find all the Easter eggs.
White Riot!
One more
time. Playing Elvis.
He's playing Rock Band right now. Pump it up!
Funny thing, he's playing Rock Band on the DS, but he plugged it into the surround sound.
He's playing Rock Band with our lives. He's failing every song. God damn it.
All right. What's up?
Now what do we do?
We got to find an apartment, Jim. Rent.com, Northwest Las Vegas, $700 to $800 a month, and we will have a studio in the living room.
I'm moving in.
You want to come? If you had a full-time job.
Jeff, move in.
I had an interview today.
Where?
At Best Buy.
This is real life, Brandon.
Had another interview for full time, but
for what? What full time? Where?
Well, it's at Best Buy, but like
oh, different store.
Another thing, like, have you had an interview and you already know, like, you feel like the way the questions are asking you, you're not getting the job. Like the question they first asked me.
I'm pretty sure the questions are written on a paper and they read it.
No, but the question they asked me, like the last question they asked me was, "What would you do if you didn't get the job?" Like.
That is kind of a weird question.
Yeah, like would you stop working hard?
Would you
like,
kill yourself?
At my position,
you should have said I would totally kill myself.
That's like when you go into jail.
So please give me this job.
You should have said,
I'll kill myself, and you guys will be liable.
I would have all my homeboys steal all the shit from my store.
Will you hurt yourself or others?
You remember what happened to Circuit City? Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon, you know Brandon's my friend. Let me just put it that way. Brandon.
Uh-oh, heard.
I don't know how many times I'm going to spell it out for you.
But at my last interview, she did say to me at the end, you know, Kevin, no matter what happens, I want you to keep applying for these positions. So I knew right away. All right.
Or they're fine. Like, well, do you know that? I think they're busting out next year or something, but part-time, you're gonna get tuition assistance.
Speaking of, like, looking for jobs, do you ever think, like, when you get the questionnaires that they're fucking with you?
Like when they ask if you're black?
No, the questionnaires,
I never worry about
like,
that one.
On a scale of 1 to 5, are you friendly? Are you creative? And I'm like, 5, 5, 5. Yeah. And I think they're fucking with me to see if I'll just do all fives.
Well, yeah, like when you do it online and they have the 40-page. If you saw a coworker stealing, how would you deal with it?
You gotta get close to that, Mike Brandon. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
If you had a coworker stealing, how would you deal with it? Steal with them.
I would keep that shit secret.
I would blackmail him so I get some of the cut.
Steal with him.
Snitches get stitches.
Steal more is a competition.
Now, next job I apply for, I'm going to be like, if I had a coworker stealing, I would let him get me fired from Best Buy and Circuit City and go to jail.
Who's on the line?
Hey, it's Jake, yo.
What
up? Hey, you calling from Hawaii?
No, I'm still here in Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Oh, woo! You punked us. You punked us. You missed a good one, Jake. You missed.
Yeah,
you missed.
I heard something happened.
Yeah, you
did
missed
something incredible.
You missed. Yeah, incredible. It was the greatest.
What are you calling?
No, I just figured. What?
Are you calling from your phone? Can you get reception out in Hawaii? This is a boring question.
Hell yeah, dude. T-Mobile is all over this planet.
Hell yeah.
So woo! How long's your contract?
it's for a while. I got to get that Palm Pre. It looks like the best thing
ever. Good call.
Ever.
Your boy Brandon showed up.
Yeah, Brandon's here.
Yeah, yeah. He texted me earlier, which I thought was strange. He's never texted me in his life.
What did he say?
He just said, show's shit this week. Piece of shit. No. I said, I'll call.
No, what did he say? Because he said he texted you, and I said he lied. So I want to know if he...
Oh, no, yeah, he did. He just said, what did he say? It said something like, the show is awkward.
Oh. So he didn't text you earlier, though.
Did he say something along the lines of, should I get beers?
Oh, come on, Jeff.
No, no.
Okay.
He never did that.
Because before the show, he's like, oh, no wonder Jake didn't text me back when I asked if I should bring beers.
This is real life right now. Why'd you lie?
He's doing his quiet bit.
Am I?
Oh. This is great. Everything's great.
Do you want to?
So anyway, I just figured I'd call and say hi. It's exactly like forgetting Sarah Marshall. You guys were right.
Awesome.
Are you drinking out of a coconut?
No, they don't have coconuts here. That's the one thing. They said that was a lie.
Did you find where they film Lost?
No, dude, I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that because everyone seems to not want to talk to me because I'm white.
You are.
And then they say words that I don't know, like mahalo. I only knew about aloha. I didn't know about fucking mahalo and wallow.
Whatever.
You know, they have tons of shit they say.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Jake, whatever you do, don't cut any one of them off on a wave. You'll have problems when you get back to the beach. Locals only, Jake.
Oh, really? I figured it was like that. There are a lot of signs that say that.
Yeah, don't drop in on that wave in front of that guy.
Oh, shit, have a good show!
He knew. He knew that call was happening the way it was.
Still want to watch this movie or what?
Are we watching a movie
Let's watch this fucking movie.
I thought we were doing a show.
It's 8 o'clock.
You want to watch Royal Tenenbaums.
Wait, what movie are we watching?
We're watching Menace to Society.
Can I do commentary?
Yeah. We're all doing commentary.
Everyone in the chat's going to watch it with us. I'll put Menace Society up and we'll watch it together.
I haven't seen this movie.
Hey.
In memory of Michael Jackson and our fathers, Menace
James,
Society.
Favorite quote from the movie?
Favorite quote? God damn it when O-Dog says
no,
it.
No, he fucked up, right?
And that's a good one, too.
The best one. No, I ain't no Muslim.
Wait, what part is that?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? Hold on, we'll find out.
The best one is when he's like, I guess we're just a menace to society. And then the movie
part?
Then they all look at the camera and the movie ends.
I love that scene too.
You guys don't remember that part?
Let's get high.
I don't.
I ain't no Muslim, but if Allah can help him be a better man than Jesus, then I'm all for it.
Oh, okay.
Now,
no,
Kane,
yeah, The Rock.
You need to.
The Rock says that. All right.
Wait, The Rock's in this movie?
Yeah, well, The Rock from...
The Nigger Rock.
Okay.
The Rock that my dad would know.
The 12-minute shower rock.
Right. We didn't run thing.
Jim right. knows.
I know. Jim all right, well, let's go on a quick break. Everybody get your popcorn ready. We're
going
to watch...
Everybody ready? We're going...
We're
going
to watch early 90s. Say the word. I can't say it, Brandon.
Niggas!
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hey. Where can we go hard?
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said don't mind, but...